sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers is Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those tags in there for the podcast on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Listen on demand anytime. Joining us, as usual, in this time slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, I wanted to ask you more about these solar projects and the litigation and different processes that are going on around the state. Again, a friend of mine lives down in Saginaw, and the one developer down there, I understand there's actually two different developers proposing similar projects in similar areas, and he said the one developer had decided to pull out and didn't want to deal with the lawsuit and the problems they were having from the local municipality. The other one, though, is still, I guess, hanging around. Do you have any status updates as to what's going on perhaps down in that area? Because I'm somewhat getting different conflicting reports.
Yeah, I haven't heard much of what's going on in the Saginaw area. I do know that there are multiple locations, multiple counties, I should say, with multiple developments within their counties. I'm hearing a lot of different things, and part of that is because Public Act 233 is stepping on the locals. And to be honest, when we got into our lawsuit here in Otsego County, the German developer, RWE, they basically pretended like Public Act 233 didn't exist. They went through all the hoops to try and satisfy the local ordinance, which is what we're now going to take down next. We just refiled our lawsuit in Otsego County. We had 21 days to amend our complaint. We did that yesterday. Since Judge Hunter took away Public Act 233 as, quote, not bearing on this application, unquote, we are now turning to the 2021 solar ordinance here in Otsego County that was just out of, you know, in the middle of the pandemic, they decided to pass a solar ordinance. So really, we're just seeing mass confusion around the state, you know, not just from the locals and the local units of government and the zoning boards, but also by these developers, to be honest. And they're the ones that were given this law so Whitmer's administration could get to 100% renewable energy by 2040. And even with Public Act 233 being this, go directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission, there's only been one application before the Service Commission, and that three-person board sent that back down to the local unit of government to be basically worked on again. So MPSC still has not confirmed. You know, we're coming up on a year in November that this law will have been enacted.
Sure.
And not a single development has been passed by Michigan Public Service Commission.
So in that permitting process, that the way they structured it, locals don't approve it. No problem. Just come to the Michigan Public Service Commission and we will approve it here, because all of them being appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that's their agenda. That's what they're wanting to do. But you're saying not one case has actually been approved or permitted by them yet?
Correct. Now, when I say this, this is a good thing, actually. And I don't want people to think when they hear this that I'm disappointed that the Public Service Commission hasn't stepped on the local zoning.
Right.
There has only been one. That's the point. There's only been one that's come up to the MPSC, and they sent it right back down. So that's where we're at.
Back down. Got it. Good clarification. Appreciate that. We're going to keep Ian through the break. If you have any questions for him, text them to me, 231-360-5140. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two with Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. And before we go further, Ian, we got a disagreement going on with a husband and wife listeners to the show. We have a question for Ian. Tracy and I are disagreeing on what kind of sauce he uses on the cornbread. So go ahead and settle this dispute because they're arguing over it.
Yeah, so we call it a pepper maple glaze. And really what it is it's a concoction of maple syrup, butter, and black pepper. So it's a sweet and sort of spicy glaze that goes on top of the cornbread. So it's mostly made up of maple syrup.
Maple syrup, butter, and black pepper. Ooh. Yep. So the black pepper gives it a little bit of a kick.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it. Never would think to put pepper with maple syrup. That's how the heck did you guys come up with that one?
Well, so it's a jalapeno cornbread that we serve with all of our platters. So there is a bit of spice in that as well. So it just adds to the sweet and spice contradiction of the cornbread.
Yeah, it's confusing the brain totally. I get it. Well, now there's all kinds of events happening, and you got Rod just texted me. He goes, "Dang, she was closer than me." Okay, appreciate it. Lots of things happening as we're heading into fall, and one of the things that weatherologists, the Farmer's Almanac, and other sources that I go to all the time. Trying to predict fall colors and the winds and seeing how long the leaves are going to stay on the trees. How are things shaping up over there in the Gaylord area?
We're starting to see some of the maples starting to pop a little bit. Leaves are starting to fall. But, you know, we always get a few of those stragglers up front that release their colors early.
Sure.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the stress that the trees, especially in our area, have gone through with the ice storm this spring and everything. It seems like we're hearing that they may pop a little bit early this year, and then we're hearing also that they just may not be as bright or as brilliant as they have in years past. I don't think either one of those are going to be true. I actually think it's going to be an amazing fall. I think the weather is going to be spectacular. And I think come November, that first week of November, that might be when we see the cold weather and the snow start to move in, kind of similar to last year.
Yeah. But this year they're predicting a lot more. It's going to be brutal cold and predicting more snow than what we had last year. So the deer hunters are hoping, you know, by November 15th, that's definitely the case, because tracking deer that you shoot is a lot easier in snow than it is in leaves that are red and gold and yellow, all these oranges and everything. So greatly appreciate that perspective. One other thing too, events upcoming. I know you've scheduled something for Saturday, October the 11th. Any other special things going on there at the Iron Pig you'd like folks to know about?
Yeah, we're doing a costume contest, right? Halloween is Friday this year. We only get it, what, every 6-7 years, something like that. So this year we have a local band called The Ride. These guys are awesome. They actually formed in our restaurant during open mic night. They come in, they ride horses. They're a great band. They're going to be playing the Pavilion Friday, October 31st, and it is going to be a costume party. So our first party, big outdoor costume event, is that Friday. And then the weekends preceding that, we're going to do like a haunted pavilion. And then October 11th, coming up here really soon, actually, is going to be our first what we're calling a harvest party. So it's kind of a combination of Oktoberfest and a fall festival kind of wrapped into one, kind of a petting zoo, bounce house, mobile gaming trailer, strings attached. Local band is going to be playing that day as well. I think we're doing 2 to 7 p.m. The majority of it is free to get in. We do have $5 wristbands that get you the extra things like the petting zoo and the mobile gaming trailer and the bounce house and some of that stuff. So all the proceeds from the October 11th harvest party are going to our local Caring Closet nonprofit to basically put kids and coats on the kids in Otsego County for this winter.
Excellent. So, yeah, it's actually going to be 2 weeks from this Saturday, coming up quick.
Yeah, it's coming up really quick. Yeah, it's going to be kind of our second, sort of third big event that we've held out there this year. We're excited for next summer. We're going to be doing a farmer's market, many more of these events, probably weekend entertainment. you know, we needed to get a summer under our belt to see how we can use that pavilion and how the traffic is down there. And we're super excited for everything that's coming up.
Now, one thing you were working on when I was there for the first kind of big major event that you guys did, you were working on the building and trying to get the drive-through going. What's the status of the drive-through?
Well, I love that you brought that up. Ironically, we've been waiting to figure out exactly if we needed to permit, you know, speaking of zoning, whether we needed a permit or not to put in a drive-through. Some locales do require a permit for that. We are in a right-by-use area, which means we do not need one. So we've kind of been waiting for a few things. We had to have a power pole moved in our parking lot. That was just done about a week ago.
Okay.
So all of the supplies are showing up to get our drive-through window put in. So that should be in. I'm hoping it'll be done by October 11th, but you just never know.
Yeah. Because I think that's going to be really cool to be able to order. And now, are you going to take orders like at the window? Or are you going to ask people to go online, use an app? What's your thoughts on that process?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people have asked that. At first, really what we're going to try and really just use it as a pickup window. I think as we get better at it and as people realize we have a pickup window or a drive-through window, we may implement an order, pay, and hand everything right at the, you know, like a McDonald's or a traditional drive-through.
Sure.
That is sort of the future for our company, is what we're looking to do when we franchise, is build a small location, a prefab sort of barbecue building, if you will, with a drive-through window on it, you know, kind of like they're doing with these Hot and Now places. They come in, real small footprint, drive-through window, couple of seats inside for you, make it real easy. We can put these things in 3 months.
Yeah.
That's part of what this drive-through window on the new location is going to be able to help us with, is to really figure out how we can do barbecue through a drive-through window and still do it well at a high level.
Yeah. Well, I know every single place now, fast food-wise, McDonald's, I believe Wendy's, and even Chick-fil-A, they ask, you know, are you placing your order? Have you placed your order on the app where you're basically just coming through the drive-through to pick up your order? And it's like, and I got to talk to Ian about that, because that's something, the Iron Pig app, you know, where people can pick a location and place their order, pay with a credit card or whatever, and then kind of like a DoorDash situation where they're basically just driving through to pick their order up. I think that would be just really cool if you guys could make that work.
Yeah, there are not many good things that came out of the pandemic, and this is one of them. I mean, it's slightly changed the dynamic and how people eat out, but more specifically, it's changed how people get their food. DoorDash is much more ubiquitous now, but people still really want the ability to drive through and pick up their food fresh, and especially good food, something that's not a Wendy's or a McDonald's.
Yes,
but you're
absolutely
seeing, you know, the rise of the Chipotles and the Qdobas and these things that have slightly better, more elevated food.
Yeah,
that's really the niche that we want to fill. Barbecue is so easy to put together and fast, and it's all house made. I mean, we're not putting ultra processed anything in any of our food, so it's good, it's clean, and it's healthy. You know this.
Yeah.
So much of what we do doesn't have a lot of carbohydrates in it. And that is a diet plan that a lot of people need to get on, because, you know, we're seeing these obesity rates just skyrocketing. And you can enjoy an entire platter of food and have zero carbohydrates from the Iron Pig. That's what we want to push out there. And as silly as it sounds, a drive-through window is actually going to help us do that.
Well, and see, Missy, My Pure Health Solutions, once you go through fat burning, you get down to your ideal goal weight. You know, she's always saying, you know, you can't have pork during fat burn. But as soon as you get off of fat burn, you know, I can have all the pork I want. I always get your brisket platter, and I get baked beans with it, and I get coleslaw. And it's like, dude, it's all proteins and vegetables. So, you know, you're not dealing with a lot of carbs other than a little bit of dressing. And that's not even bad, because you guys don't really give that really ornate what is it, coastal? Is it mostly mayonnaise or something, that dressing that they put on that makes it so fatty and puts the fats in there, but it's still not carbohydrates.
Correct, yes. And it is, for the most part, mostly like a mayonnaise, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just got a text message. The information... information about the concerts and the venues, the different activities and the events. Best way to go is probably the website, ironpigsmoke.com. Is that where everything's located?
There is some information, ironpigsmoke.com. The other best place to keep up with our events, because there are so many of them, is on social media. Facebook specifically is, you know, we do the event pages as much as we can for these things. So always just search Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook. You'll see all of our events pop up right there.
There too. Okay, good. I do have another text. He'd like to know where you guys get your pork from that you use at the Iron Pig locations.
We use a co-packer, actually. So we go between two large. I was just having this conversation yesterday. I wish we could get our pork butts locally. Problem is, we move too many pork butts to be able to use a local source pork butt. So we use U.S. Foods right now is who we're actually getting the majority of our pork butts through.
Sure.
And we've been moving away as much as we can from these producers that are being bought by China. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
People may or may not know, but the majority of our pork production in the United States is China-owned.
Not good. And the U.S. Foods folks, they're more American-based or Michigan-based, perhaps?
They are. Generally, they are, yeah. Doesn't mean that we can't get away from them, you know, these Chinese producers in total, because they own so much of the market.
Yeah.
But this is another thing that we're just trying to get some knowledge out there about. We cannot have these outside countries and, honestly, adversaries owning so much of our food chain.
Right.
And that's what's happened with not just chicken, but clearly with beef and pork as well. I mean, those are our three biggest proteins. So that's one of the biggest reasons why we've moved to our burger from Cook Farms here locally in Otsego County. We want to try and get away from these mass-produced pig farms, hog farms, as much as we can.
Sure. Okay, because I think there might be some farmers that would like to talk to you, if that's a possibility.
Absolutely. Send them my information. I would love to try and create a way that we're not buying from these large farms that we do. It's an unfortunate thing, the way that farming has been. You know, and this is the other reason why I'm passionate about solar panels, or I should say against solar panels.
Sure.
Is, you know, it's taking over farmland. This is farmland in Otsego County that used to be farmed. Cattle, corn, all these different things. And now they just want to put toxic chemical solar panels on them all over the state. I want to find a different way to incentivize these farmers instead of having to take money basically from the government for these solar panels. And
yes,
it should be through farming again.
Yeah. Hey, another one real quick, Miss P and Petoskey. Do you guys offer a gluten-free menu?
We do have a gluten-free menu. What we always suggest is, one of the easiest ways to get something gluten-free is just to go with one of our platters and 86 the cornbread right off it.
Yeah, take the cornbread out. Got it. All right, sir. Got lots of questions, interaction with the folks. Ian, I appreciate you, man, very much, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You got it. Thank you, as always, Trucker Andy.
Thank you, sir. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.